like to WNY Oneonta because all the other stations play this.
Hi, I'm Emily Phelps. My pronouns are she, her, and I run our Gender and Sexuality Resource Center here on campus. SUNY Oneonta wants everyone to feel comfortable on campus. Because of this, we want students to be aware of our policies surrounding inclusive restroom use. It's New York State law and campus policy that any individual can use whichever restroom they feel the most comfortable in. In addition to this, we also have gender-neutral, single-stall, walkable restrooms located in every building. For a map of where these restrooms are located, please see the Transgender Resource Guide on the SUNY Oneonta website. As always, feel free to reach out to the GSRC.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. An outdoor movie will be hosted on Saturday, November 23rd at 7 p.m. from 9 p.m. Stop by to get some hot drinks, popcorn, and some snacks. The movie will be streaming at the Mother's Plaza. Also happening Saturday, November 23rd at 8 p.m. at the Hunt Union's Red Dragon Theater, Activities Council will be hosting a musical called Some Like It Hip Hop. On Sunday, November 24th, the Geology Club will be meeting to go to the Howes Cavern. They'll be meeting outside the Perna Science Building at 9:30 a.m. On Monday, November 25th, Making Sense will be hosting sessions of Build Your Stack. Feel free to stop by Fitzell 251 at 3:30 p.m. to learn more about financial literacy. On Tuesday, November 26th, the university will be closed and will return December 2nd, Monday. This has been your news on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events can be found on Campus Connection. Stay warm, have a great Thanksgiving, and keep it locked.
push me like that. I said, I'm not a rock. If you're not a rock, a rock, a rock, a rock.
the waters. Nothing to keep me bound.
friendly reminder to inform you that you're tuned in and listening to...
I'm Jennifer, a retired veteran. Money's tight, but I shop right by planning my meals ahead of time. When making a shopping list, I check for ingredients I already have, along with their expiration dates. I save money by buying only what I need and sticking to my list. Learn how you can shop right when money's tight. Visit snapedny.org. Save time, save money, eat healthy.
SNAP-Ed is funded by USDA Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. This institution is an equal opportunity provider.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Wony Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. An outdoor movie will be hosted on Saturday, November 23rd at 7 p.m. from 9 p.m. Stop by to get some hot drinks, popcorn, and some snacks. The movie will be streaming at the Mother's Plaza. Also happening Saturday, November 23rd at 8 p.m. at the Hunt Union's Red Dragon Theater, Activities Council will be hosting a musical called Some Like It. On Sunday, November 24th, the Geology Club will be meeting to go to the Howes Cavern. They'll be meeting outside the Perna Science Building at 9:30 a.m. On Monday, November 25th, Making Sense will be hosting sessions of Build Your Stack. Feel free to stop by Fitzell 251 at 3:30 p.m. to learn more about financial literacy. On Tuesday, November 26th, the university will be closed and will return December 2nd, Monday. This has been your news on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events can be found on Campus Connection. Stay warm, have a great Thanksgiving, and keep it locked.
Man, I wish I were listening to some music right now. Oh, wait. You're listening to WONY.
let me turn this thing on.
Is everyone ready? No. What do you mean no?
No? What do you mean no?
Fine. And we'll start without you. Quite a few people. Yes. Go in your places right now. Right here we go.
These animals, such as dogs, cats, rabbits, and even exotic animals, are neglected in their own homes for no good reason. It is our responsibility to help and support our local shelters. We must help and support our local shelters and great fight against animal cruelty. Some great options in the Hudson Valley are the Hudson Valley SPCA shelters and the Woodbury Village. Both these shelters support the rehabilitation of abused animals and have a goal to erase animal neglect. You can support their donations, activism, or even volunteering your time to help animals. If you'd like to support a more widely known cause, the ASPCA collects donations monthly that go directly to saving animals in harm's way. Don't wait. Put a stop to animal
cruelty. You're listening to WONY Radio at 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio.
Being prepared is a key component of an enjoyable day.
Being prepared is a key component of an enjoyable day out. Visit the National Ski Patrol to remind you to be physically fit and to have your skis and line hats checked and tuned by a professional and to have your boots properly fitted by a boot fitter before you arrive at the slopes. If your gear is not functioning properly, it increases the risks of injury while skiing or boarding. This message is brought to you by the National Ski Patrol, which encourages you to be snow smart and play it safe. Learn more at nsb.org.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Wony Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events for the Saturday, November 23rd. Announce the movie will be hosted on Saturday, November 23rd at 7 p.m. or 9 p.m. Stop by to get some hot drinks, popcorn, and some snacks. The movie will be streaming at the Elders Plaza at 8 p.m. Also happening Saturday, November 23rd at 8 p.m. at Hunt Union's Red Dragon Theater. Activities Council will be hosting
on Sunday, November 24th.
On Sunday, November 24th, the Geology Club will be meeting outside the Burns Cafe. On Monday, November 25th, Making Sense will be hosting sessions with Build Your Stack. Feel free to stop by and tell us if you want
to. I know going through finals can feel like this. Well, hopefully listening to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio will help relieve some of the stress.
Don't forget to stub my toe last week. I'll have you know I stubbed my toe last week while watering my spice garden.
It's not something that you feel until it happens.
Most people lose their vision from diseases like macular degeneration and glaucoma. Not at birth.
3 million Americans have glaucoma, and half don't even know it.